Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hello?
Well, trying to hear the song. Of this 3:38 p.m. starting time?
Not much you can do about it. They got to have four games, but I was a little shocked that they'd rather have Milwaukee playing at...
They got a dome.
Why would they... We could play a night game, you know?
Yeah.
What the heck?
Yeah, but when it's going to be 85, let's get some day action here.
Here's the problem. Apparently, as Morneau is very worried about the shadows. How are the shadows?
Yeah. Those shadows in post-game baseball.
Yeah, but it
harkens back to the old days.
Until somebody gets hit in the forehead, and then it's...
consult the Twin Cities Marathon people. Maybe they can cancel the game.
Yeah, right. Shadows. That would be too many shadows. Too many shadows.
That was, by the way, Patrick, I'm remembering, that was one of your best tirades about the World Series between the Dodgers and the Astros was set to kick off at Dodger Stadium. It was going to be 100 degrees, and Royce went on an opening tirade on the ride saying, "We're playing the World Series too early."
Yes, that's right.
October 30th.
One year in St. Louis, not the Twins year, the other one. Remember how hot it was there? What are we doing here? Let's play this in the middle of November. What the hell are we doing here?
I think the Twins will luck out tomorrow.
85, right?
In the 80s.
Chance of rain went Wednesday, I think.
Tomorrow, not about 83. Wednesday, only 69.
That means overnight we're going to have a little rain then.
Something, yeah.
Yeah, because you go from
83
to...
But for a sports writer, you can't beat a 3:38 p.m. start.
That's fantastic, yes. And if they knew damn well that they were going to... They don't like us. And then, and plus Toronto, you know, they don't do much for U.S. Ratings either. So that's...
Can they win the series?
Yes.
I think
but
so,
they've,
too.
They've had a very successful in the past against Kevin Gausman. That doesn't mean they will be successful
is
again.
Is he the
this
game
time.
One starter?
Yes.
Okay.
They've knocked him around a little bit, but he's going to finish like second in the Cy Young voting or something this year, so he's pretty good. I think that's a really good team, though. I'm going to say something stupid. I would rather play Houston than them in the first round.
I completely agree with you. I completely agree with you.
And
that's a good lineup.
The bad thing about Toronto right now is they added Jordan Hicks at the deadline, so they have two guys at the end who can throw 100. Mm-hmm. You know, and so you got to be ahead of them after six innings because they improved their bullpen again. The reason these guys have lost 18 games in a row, they haven't hit. You got to hit. You know, you got to get some hits.
They hit in Colorado.
Yeah, they did until yesterday, where they just kind of took the day off. But they scored 14 runs the other day just kind of by accident. They were, you know, obviously. Do you ever see a manager so dedicated to getting a game over, though? He brings in Jordan Luplo in a tie game in the bottom of the 11th to try to get the game over with. So, Rocco, that was okay. They did not want to play extra innings yesterday. They're playing their best. Now they probably won't have Royce. I don't buy the idea he's going to DH at 80%. They don't want him running the bases. But we'll find out tomorrow morning. But they're playing their best ball. So,
are you over your disappointment yet? I know you were ready to start the marathon. You had your bib on.
I was ready. Yeah, I think they were talking about me when they said, We have to worry about the guys in the back or the men and women in the back. What a bunch of BS.
Well, they could fix this.
You and I had the same solution.
This is ridiculous.
You
got to
be done by noon.
You're right. Right.
You know? You gotta. If you collapse and die after noon,
it's not our fault.
It's not our fault.
That's on you.
It's on you.
Yeah. Because what was the temperature at noon? 82 or something?
The lead runner from Nairobi would have been done when it was 68 degrees.
Yeah, he would have been over smoking a heater and saying, "God, why didn't they just let the." You know, if you haven't run a thing, if you haven't run it in less than 3:15, you can't run. You know, we'll give you your money back.
Mm-hmm. Or they like the fact that it's 20,000 runners.
Yes, but it doesn't always work.
No.
Plus, this way,
the black flag warning.
Yeah, I didn't know there was a black.
Well,
flag.
We went from red to black.
When did these start?
I thought
those were terrorists.
They got them in things. The military, those flags, to tell you about the weather. But I didn't know the marathon had the black flag.
I'll have to ask the meteorologist, the retired Marine meteorologist, James Racy, is at our house now for a while. So I'll have to ask him when I get home.
He would
what
know.
What is a black flag? Is that worse than a red flag?
Stay inside. You're done. It's over. The world's going to end.
And it wasn't, even by 1 o'clock in the afternoon, they could have still been running.
It was a lovely day.
You shouldn't worry about the fatties in the back, you know. No. The guy who finishes and has a cigarette, you know. Yeah. The guy. That was the only time I've written, I think I wrote about it once or twice, but the last time I wrote about it, I wrote about the people at the end, you know, and the guys that finish it because they're betting their buddies that they couldn't then have a cigarette when they
That's the thing that often goes underreported is just how inelegant the end of a marathon is.
Yes, right.
Because everyone's just on the verge of death.
Well, and the one Boston Marathon I covered, I don't know why I was there, but I covered it, and they all, you've been there.
Yep.
They all go into that Prudential garage and barf.
Yeah, put silver blankets on.
Put silver blankets on and puke.
Yeah.
It's a lot of
puking.
A lot of puking in that garage. Way too much. There would have been probably
a
lot of puking.
It's a puking sport.
Yes, it is. It is. But I couldn't believe it when I read it. They stopped the bear. These are the best trained athletes. Let the front end run. What the hell?
Yeah, I agree.
Did they not, because they weren't going to, because they had to give so many people their money back, did they not want to pay their prize money?
I don't know. They should pay everyone their fee back, shouldn't they?
Yeah, they should. But how about the guy who came in from Ethiopia to collect the money?
Well, like Reaver says, he's probably on Reebok's dime or Nike's.
That's true. That's true, probably.
We're a laughing stock.
Yes, we are.
It's one of the most beautiful fall days we've had in 100 years.
Yes. Now, it was a little, we were worried about the humidity? Mm-hmm. Or what we were about? Mm-hmm. Didn't have much breeze flowing yesterday.
I even disagree there. We had a beautiful south wind all day long.
Really?
Yep. Mm-hmm. I was out in it, taking a great risk, but I was outside.
You were out in the black flag.
Yeah, it was out
in it. Didn't the bride come out and say, Joe, black flag, get in the house.
Didn't know where I was.
Uh-huh. Well, I was, it was such a nice day that I took a walk in the convertible and drove around and listened to the ball game.
A Roycey walk.
Yes, I did. But, it was stupid.
I want your thoughts on the Ryder Cup.
I loved it. I loved seeing us get our ass kicked.
Well, see, you always cheer for Europe, though.
Yes, I do, because it's so much more important to them than it is to us.
Well, I want us to play the Taliban. Then you could really...
Russia! Let's play the Putin.
China, Russia, the Taliban, North Korea.
They're buddies now. Russia's current allies. Iran is one of them.
Iran, Russia, China.
Yeah, let's play them. Yeah.
Because I don't hate England.
Plus, here's the other part. This patriotic fervor of Europe.
Yeah.
They all hate each other, you know? I mean, they're all arguing and everything. Why? I don't get the patriotic part of it. I mean, it's fun competition, but this... Now Zach Johnson is getting ripped for not... firing them up enough and getting them.
Oh, it's his fault.
It's golf. It's, you know, what difference does it make if you're emotionally charged up or not? You I'll still got to hit stat. It in the middle of the fairway.
Here's the stat that explains it. Yeah. 9 of the American players had not played since the FedEx Cup. No competitive rounds in 1 month.
Well, that's
there's
it.
your Ryder Cup.
Because Europe was still winding up their tour, right?
There, McIntyre, is that his name?
That's a very good idea. And that's why I'm not excited about Royce Lewis playing in the playoffs, because he hadn't taken at a bat for 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's bad.
So anyway, yes, I never knew that. That's a very good
9 point. Players had not played since the FedEx Cup.
Wow.
Well, there's your problem.
Yes. But it's still the fabulous moneymaker.
Oh, it's a big to-do.
No,
and they got their wags over there. They're drinking wine. It's Rome. You think they give a bleep?
Yeah.
They're all, the minimum guy is worth $25 million.
Of the huge crowd, how many were from Italy? It had to be an amazing tourism thing for coming in from all over to be there. That if you were in that gallery, you had too much money.
They must be having a drought, because every land around the golf course was brown.
Really? Okay.
But the course was
looked
green.
Like a hell of a course.
Yeah. Had a drivable par 4. I love those.
Probably one of the finest courses in Italy, because they have about 6.
They have about
in the
3. Yeah.
Nation, so. But what a moneymaker for the PGA of America.
Did we have any footage or Twitter pictures or anything of the people passed out watching the golf? Because we had a lot of that in Chaska a few years ago.
Oh, really?
Across a couple of them walking to the car.
We got her coming back here, and what a money gouge it is. And I just, now what was Rory, they were waved the hat thing. Cantlay wasn't wearing a hat in protest of not getting paid.
He said he wasn't wearing a hat because they didn't have one that fit him, which is kind of a bad answer.
Yeah, yeah. So he was,
I can't believe
saying,
he'd complain about not getting paid.
But
so what's the controversy, guys?
Then the crowd was waving hats at Cantlay,
okay,
kind of taunting him. So then, when he wins his match, what did he do? His caddy was waving his hat on the 18th.
That's Joe LaCava.
On the green, and Rory took exception, right?
What was the dust up between Roy and LaCava? Roy maintains he stood in his putting line.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I've watched the video 10 times. I don't see him in the putting line.
Really? Okay. Now, did Cantlay beat Rory in that match?
I don't know.
Because Rory won 4 points.
And then Rory and LaCava got into it in the parking lot.
Yeah, Rory was very upset.
I've seen worse behavior in a line to get communion.
Yeah, I don't know what it was about. Maybe Rory was trying to fire up the troops for Sunday. But
well, because Zach Johnson wouldn't, so Rory was firing up his crowd.
He got his.
And did Zach Johnson, in fact, take the driver out of Spieth's hand and have him hit a 3-wood, which he then promptly hit into the water on that drivable par 4?
I don't know.
Well, there's
because he was 2 up and ended up tying. Right?
Well, you can watch it, and Zach and Spieth are in heated. They're in serious conversation. The next thing you know, Spieth goes back, puts the driver in his bag, gets the 3-wood, and hits it in the water.
Well, maybe he just did it to be obstinate.
I don't know.
But now was Zach there? Luke Donald wasn't supposed to be their captain. Henrik Stenson was, but then Henrik went to live, so they fired him. Was Zach always going to be the captain here?
I think so.
I didn't realize he was that prestigious of a player. Well, he won an Open, I guess.
Well, he's won what? Didn't he win 2 British Opens or just one? One British Open. He's won the U.S. Open.
Yes. Yeah, I guess so. All right.
He's won a Masters.
It sneaked up on me every morning. Every morning, by the time I realized they were playing, I turned it at 8.
Wait a minute. He's won a Masters, too, hasn't he, Zach
Johnson?
Yes, he did.
Yeah,
he's won 3 majors.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, good for him. But he was a bad captain. Yeah. He was a bad captain.
The captain's the guy on a golf cart that runs around and gives him a Coke.
Yes, but what they did, and what Davis Love was a good captain here because he cheapened up the golf course to make it so easy to make birdies. Yeah. That's
is he the guy that drives you nuts?
I hate him.
Yeah, okay, sorry. I was trying to be a little more.
I was around him.
He's officious.
I was around him for some Masters when he almost won it, and he was in contention. He was just a pompous ass.
Where will the Ryder Cup be in this country?
Ass. Hazeltine. Next time?
Right? Not Hazeltine next time.
No, Hazeltine is 3 years.
Oh, that's right. It's 28. You're
what
right.
What is 23? It must be 29 then, right?
Something like that. Yeah. I can look it up here.
Well, where's the next one?
I got it.
Someplace.
Right. I don't know. This country.
Yes. We beat them 2 years ago. They beat them 19-9 at Whistling Straits.
Yeah.
Yeah. The home court advantage. Mm-hmm. Would have thought that there's a big home court. They have not won. They have. This will be.
They've never won in Europe, have they?
This will be 15 in a row.
They've never won. No.
They
lost in Spain when you were there.
Yes, they did, Valderrama. Sebi, we still invoke the spirit of Sebi running around like a lunatic.
We are going to Bethpage in 2025.
Bethpage good Black. Luck with the New York crowd there. Taunting will be allowed. Yeah. They taunt U.S. players when they're in the open. Right. So,
New York be in a little trouble still 2 years from now? You know, they got some issues going on over there.
They got a lot of water.
Well, that, and we've got ourselves a little bit of a crisis, too. We've got people staying all over the place.
A lot of people living there that shouldn't be living there.
Right.
They got a little of that going.
But, you know, you followed the news of that flood in New York, right? Heavy rainfall. And you must thought everything's well. Then how come the Jets game last night was sold out? I mean, obviously people are able to get around.
I don't know if you know this though, Joe. New York's a big place.
Oh yeah, I forgot.
You had asked. We're going to Ireland in 2027, and then Hazeltine in 2029.
We should go to Ireland. Take the girls to Ireland.
Let's go to Ireland.
Yeah, spend every remaining dollar we have in our life to...
Say, tell me this.
Okay, go ahead.
No, I forgot. Never mind.
Okay. Today is Mrs. Ricey's birthday.
Oh,
okay.
happy birthday.
Yes, happy birthday.
Yes, my child bride. She's on the 17th of this month. She will be 6 years younger than me again. So,
really?
Yeah, she's...
Well, what do you mean on the 17th of this month?
That's my birthday.
Oh, that's right. That's so right.
She's old. It's your birthday. But she always thinks she's a year older than she is.
See, there's boy toys, but she must be your girl toy because she's so much younger.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So we... We went to my, I didn't graduate with these guys, but I went to school with them through my junior year. So Folda had a 60th class of 63 reunion. So I decided to go because I kind of got a hunch it'll be the last one.
Yeah.
You know, the 70th might be sparsely attended, you know. So also, this guy, and Larry Match, who's a guy from Slayton and is an author, and I'm a buddy of his brother, Scott, who was a longtime sports writer in Great Falls. So they had an event to introduce his book, which is basically about growing up playing baseball in Slayton, Minnesota. So they kind of asked me again to write a foreword. And I wrote a foreword ripping Slayton, basically from the Folda perspective.
What was hated Slayton?
Yeah, hated Slayton. I insulted Slayton.
Right.
So they have, this guy's got himself, Kevin Beer, the aptly named Kevin Beers is down there. And he built himself, he's a bachelor, lifelong bachelor. He's got a small house. Then he's got a garage. Then he got him build himself his own bar in the backyard. That's a big room. And then he's got a grill master pit and a big old lawn. And he basically throws parties. So that's where the party was.
So you went to this?
Yeah, I went.
Was
to that.
Was this in Slayton?
Slayton. Yeah, and it was the middle of the afternoon. Dana Kicker was there too.
Fantastic.
Dana knows all these guys. He wrote a foreword too, which was much kinder to Slayton than mine. But
when was this? Saturday.
Saturday, because then we had the reunion. So between breaks, we have time. You got to go visit the graves when you're in Folda. You know, mom, dad, my sister, Aunt Peggy, Harry, Uncle Harry, all the other Riceys are there. They got a nice spot. You know, they started dying 150 years ago, the Riceys.
Yeah.
So they got a nice spot under the tree up there.
All right.
St. Gabe. So we went there. So now the DA and I have got to change our wardrobe a little to get a little spiffier for the...
Where's the big function going to be held?
For the reunion at the Legion Club downtown Folda.
Oh, okay.
But there's not a lot of attendance at the St. Gabriel Cemetery on a Saturday afternoon.
Right.
So we get dressed, and then I drive her. We still got time to kill, so I drive her around town and showed her some hot spots
the sights
of the thing. And
is the furniture store still there?
And I said, it's still, Ricey, yeah. But it's some other thing. But my father, when my mother died in 1962, put a little statue of the Blessed Virgin Mary out in front of the grade school. And it's still there, and it's been refurbished. And so I said, bring your phone, and we'll take a photo here. And she realized she had left the phone in the cemetery, putting it on the top of the car when we were. So we go back, and we retrace our steps, trying to figure out where it might have fallen off. And I walk the path back, and I'm calling the phone, and no answer. And now this little country road up to the stop sign, we're going slow, and we're looking in the ditches, and we're getting out, and don't find it. And so we go to the Legion Club, and I get a phone call.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've called that phone like 7-8 times. While I'm there for 10 minutes, I get a phone call from somebody. I said, did you happen to find my way? It's from Katie's phone. And the guy had, they found it laying out in the middle of the gravel road. And I drove up there and retrieved it. But it was a miracle.
It is a miracle.
It was a miracle.
That would not have happened in the urban area.
No, the phone would be gone.
Right.
It would have been sold already.
How did the gals look at the reunion?
First of all, I got to say, I tried to give the guy $20 and he wouldn't take it, which also wouldn't have happened in the urban area.
Right.
They would have stolen all the information and then taken the $20. So. Right.
Were you surprised how old people looked? Compared
to
you,
really did.
I mean, that's how you react.
I thought, oh, dang it. But I was telling him before we went on the air, the good news is Daniel Weikerting is my neighbor, Daniel, the famous Daniel Weikerting. And he had been off the grid, basically, as far as anyone's concerned. But Charlie Bright, who was all of a sudden got a phone call from him like 2 days earlier and said, This is Daniel, blah. And Daniel's been sober for a long time, and he's living in the Mankato area. And he said, give my right number to Ricey, but nobody else, because, we were buddies, neighbors, and got in a lot of trouble together, mostly him leading me astray. But Daniel was alive, which is the best news I heard all week. But two great stories. One, I had to tell the Daniel story. They had me speak 5 minutes at the thing, talking. I had to tell about my greatest moment as a Fulda athlete.
Mm-hmm.
We've told this story. When the seniors were not there, they were up in the Twin Cities for senior skip weekend. So we only had 9 players. And I was the starting chucker, and we had to put Daniel didn't play a lot, but we had Daniel in right field, as he always did with the chubby guy. And Daniel, famously, a guy hit one in the gap to me in right center. Daniel started chugging after it. His hat came off, and he stopped and picked up his hat as the guy was running around the bases. And so that's my second favorite moment of that, because later, back then, the Phi-Ed teachers from the high schools were the umpires,
Sure.
If they couldn't, they didn't even worry about an umpire. And the guy calls off Daniel on 3 straight pitches. Daniel keeps the ball on his shoulder and turns around to the umpire and says, nice eye, Cyclops. And ends up getting thrown out. So we played with 8 players, which really didn't make much difference.
Is that the same game where you got brought back in, or is that a different game?
No, that was a different game.
Oh, okay.
You had a gal you had a crush on back then. Remember?
She was in Wyndham, though. Nikki Neuschwander.
Nikki Neuschwander. Yeah.
I did.
She wasn't at the reunion.
No. I did date Renee Daniels a couple of times. Yeah. Renee was the daughter of one of the preachers in town. I can't remember.
Oh, boy.
But she threw me over for her still husband, Delano Dorpinghaus.
That's right, she's Delano Dorpinghaus.
They were there. And Renee,
really?
They still live in Minnesota, in Fulda area, and Renee at the reunions does an update on Fulda, how many people, how many are graduating, how the school's doing, and stuff like that. I believe she was a teacher.
Was Gerald Dopenhammer there?
Yeah, oh, Delano Dorpinghaus. Delano Dorpinghaus was there. Yes, he was. So, yeah, but there's a, and then they did some, like the seven people who've died since the last reunion. They did a little obits on them too. But
how many do you think stayed in Fulda? Delano did.
Not many, but
did Delano
maybe
stay?
10, maybe 8 or 10. Yeah. Delano did. Yeah, I think they're on a farm.
Yeah. So Renee never left Fulda.
I don't think she did. Yeah. She might have went to school someplace.
What about Nikki Neuschwander?
I don't know what happened. She was in the Twin Cities, but I don't know what happened. Yeah. I don't know. She made a good decision to end it. So anyway, I saw her once. She was in Mankato State for a while, and I looked her up at the dorm once, and she was not interested in having a long conversation. So I don't know what happened there. But anyway.
Is that where most kids went if they went to the institution of higher learning?
And in fact, Renee was talking about that, where their graduates go now. And they used to go immensely high percentage to Mankato. Now they go to South Dakota State and Brookings.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, a lot of them. And Southwest State gets a few, too.
Sure.
So anyway, that was, we drove it down and drove it back.
You didn't stay over?
No, drove back.
What time did you get home? About 2 in the morning?
No, 1:30. 2. Oh. I mean, no, 11:30, quarter to 12. The wife drove the second half back.
And, yeah.
Like a bat out of hell.
Really?
She's, and she does not like to be, have suggestions made to her when she's driving.
No, that's like, flaws.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, like, what suggestions could you make? Get on 169 and go north.
Yes, but sometimes when you're roaring up behind a car and there's a possibility of traffic being slow.
I see.
I like, having driven that road a lot more than her, I try to like warn her. But
hey, coming up around the bend.
That, you know, for a young lady who's, you know, my child bride, who's celebrating 40 years of togetherness.
Right.
She can sure call you a filthy name when you when you say something about her driving. She's very good at telling you what a terrible human being you
I'm
are.
I'm very hesitant to say anything
I can't.
Like that, because I know out of spite she'll then do what I say.
Yes, yes.
Don't
yes.
take that road, and then she'll take that
oh,
road.
Oh, yes, right that's on. Right, yes.
Don't go to that intersection.
So you got to play the reverse psychology?
You got to go the other way.
Yeah, I see.
Meanwhile, sports-wise,
you had a great line on Saturday. Gophers have the 11 a.m. tilt against hated Louisiana.
Yes.
And your tweet was, Fleck sell out the on-campus structure again today when there was about two people in.
Now he's going to take great credit for selling it out for Michigan for a night game. Yeah.
In which they're going to get rolled by about 40.
Do you think so?
Oh, God, yes.
Michigan was not very impressive. They're three non-conference
games.
Neither
are the Gophers.
And then they put 40-some on Nebraska. That J.P. McCarthy looked pretty good. Yeah. I saw some highlights of him.
He might be a first-round pick.
You know, we were... the Gophers have two great victories over Michigan in the last 50 years, basically. 1977, Michigan was rated number one. You were there, Memorial Stadium. Michigan was rated number one, and the Gophers shut them out 16-0. Rick Leach
Cal Stahl.
Rick Leach was the quarterback, and... there was a famous play where Steve Midbow, a very good defensive tackle for the Gophers, chased him for about a 25-yard loss as he kept dodging and darting. And Stoll's line was, Midbow would have chased him to Stubborn Herbs. You know, he was after him.
That was one of those games where Sid couldn't enjoy it because he was too intense on ripping everybody who said it couldn't happen.
Yes, or ripping.
Rather than enjoy it, because it was a miracle.
Yeah, it was.
It was a miracle.
Yes.
And rather than exult in it, he said, see, you just spent his whole day being angry.
But 86, an even bigger shock, Because
Was it at the big house?
It was there, and I believe Michigan was two that year. I think they were one in 77, but there were two. But that Gopher team, a month earlier, had gotten edged 63-0 at Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
And they miraculously go to Michigan and win.
Mm-hmm. Is that Low Miller? Low Miller
kicked the field goal, yeah. But Ricky Foggy made the long run to set up the touchdown. But the it was such an amazing event. I went out to the I threw away my column and went out to the airport as a couple hundred fans welcome them. That was when you could still go to the gate, and at the gate it was like they were coming off the nobody could believe it. Mm-hmm. This team got beat 63-0. That's the famous quote from all the sweaty Swedes from the Gophers are walking up the ramp, and that good-looking 20-year-old co-ed says, we sure enjoyed having you boys. You come back real soon. And I was standing next to Gro, and I said, that's mine. He said, no, that's mine. So we both used it. So anyway, they're 63-0, and yeah. then they beat a good, really good Michigan team. It was amazing.
Well, the Olympic hockey team,
yes, Russia,
was defeated by Russia at Madison Square Garden 10-0.
Yes.
About 2 weeks before the Olympics began, and then beat Russia in the Olympics.
I think Herbie put him up to that, don't you? I think Herbie wanted I wanted him to be overconfident.
Well, he was playing chess.
There weren't many gimmicks that Herbie would not.
I'm not going to pin a 10-0 loss on Herbie.
I don't know. He was. I think we just passed his the date that he died in the car accident.
No, that was back this summer.
Oh, I thought it was August or someplace.
I thought it was June.
Okay, maybe
whatever.
It's been a while.
It was 02, wasn't it? 02 or 03?
Was it that long ago?
Yeah.
I love. You know, time's flying.
Yeah.
Patty,
you know what? 20 years ago ain't what it used to be.
20 years ain't what it used to be.
Patty was the greatest, though. I'd call Patty and I'd have to talk to him. I didn't, three times a year maybe I'd have to. I'd say, St. Patty is Herbie Holmes. Don't call me St. Patty. I said, you're a saint being married to that guy, but it was always an interesting relationship with him, because there were times when he just ream me out, but you could always.
Who was it that didn't like his mom, Weickerding?
Yeah, we shouldn't really get too much into that.
No, Daniel,
I don't think Daniel would be offended.
No, I'm going to say something. Is she still with us?
Oh, God, no.
Oh, I was going to say.
100 years ago.
I was going to say, that'd be a hell of a column, because no one would have been in more grief than him, I bet, when she died.
I don't know. I'm not sure he was in attendance.
Oh, my God.
She was ag. They lived right next to us.
Yeah.
And she was a
buddy. Where was Dad?
She was a buddy of Joe died young. Joe Weickerting. Joe Weickerting was, back then you had cancer, they just let you die. They didn't have chemo. And the back bedroom, which was in our old house, was the parents' bedroom, and the shade was always drawn back there because Joe was in there dying. And he was a real good friend of my Uncle Harry, who was Peggy's husband. And he was dying, and Perry'd go meet him once in a while. And on Good Friday at our house, Harry had a heart attack, died the next day, and Joe died the day after that. Ooh, so
his buddy
Joe, who went through cancer for 2 years, outlived Harry by the end of days. So
that
was a miracle. It was incredible. So
are you in attendance tomorrow at the ballpark?
Oh, yeah, I'll be there. I should have been there today for all those hot interviews. Yeah. Is it too hot? Did they have to cancel it?
I hope there wasn't a black flag one.
How that black flag has longevity in it.
Mm-hmm.
You can bring that up for.
Oh, Kenny said he's going to use it not to come in to do the show. Sorry, Joe. Black flag warning.
Yeah, I mean the black flag will be.
Ask Jim, because I think it has military origins.
Yes, black flag. He might have had a few black flag warnings in the desert when he was in Fallujah.
I bet.
Fallujah. He told me the most nervous moment he had is. He basically told the general to cancel this, whatever they were going to do, you know, this movement of troops that they were going to have, and because this sandstorm was coming in. And he got up at 6 in the morning, and it was bluebird.
Uh-oh.
And but about 2 hours later, here came the sandstorm. Oh. So he was rooting for the sandstorm.
Yeah, let's go here.
Because he'd, you know, they'd put
at that point, it's all about your job.
Yeah, right. Anyway.
We can't let PJ off the hook, though.
Here. Oh, God.
You got to talk about the NIL money.
Yeah, he's pretty much we're AAA if we PJ. We've been AAA since the mid-60s. What's the deal?
Is he just worried more about it now because of the change in the transfer?
No, he wanted to change the narrative. He wanted to change the narrative from we just got our ass kicked by a horrible football team. So he changed that. He's a genius at changing the narrative to, oh, man, we better get more NIL money. Every nickel they collected in NIL money is going to him. The other sports got nothing.
Yeah, whatever sports are left that weren't canceled by Coyle. Right. Yeah. He's getting all of it.
Yeah, he's getting all of it.
What's the controversy?
He came out and said... if we don't start getting more name, image, and likeness money, more donations, to we're going to lose our star freshman running back, and we're going to be AAA in football if we don't get more competitive.
They've been AAA for a while.
And then he mentioned, he didn't mention by name, but he mentioned the two running backs. Irvin went to Oregon and got a AAA deal, and he's like their backup. And Trey Potts went to Penn State, where he's, you know, I don't think Penn State broke the bank to get Trey Potts. But
is he starting there? Is he?
No.
Okay,
no.
I didn't
think
so. He's
just one of their guys. But you you look at the rest of the ones that left, they ran them out, basically. They were guys who weren't playing. So it's all BS. It's just him. Now, you know, but Andy Greeter from St. Paul actually had a pretty good story with Derek Burns, who's the head of it, and it's a football thing. But what they're trying to do is get like products, there's a beer that somebody's making, and Grey Duck or Grey Goose or some damn thing, they're trying to get products. But I don't know, it was just Fleck being Fleck, because you know, it's a Mr. All on Me, as I said, Mr. All on Me is now saying it's all on you.
Right.
You know, so it was just BS, him.
When do we start worrying about the quarterback, though?
He played pretty good, I thought, Saturday.
Oh, the way it started, it didn't. Because I only listened to the first half, and I didn't get a chance to. I know they won, but I didn't get a chance.
I would not mind seeing him get replaced by somebody whose name I could pronounce. So that's
Kaliak Manis.
I can't spell it. Of course, I don't write Gopher football too often, so. Anyway, I don't have to worry about it, but I don't know. Michigan, if they give Michigan a game, he'll be a hero. If they get blown out, then it'll be, well, because you don't have enough NIL money. I don't know. Harbaugh's great, though, the Michigan coach.
Mm-hmm.
They're basically, the NCAA is after him because they contacted recruits during COVID.
Oh.
So he just gave himself a 3-game suspension and said, that's it, I'm coaching now. And the NCAA is saying, this is not official. You know, they're trying. We got all these guys paying off players left and right, but we're worried about a couple of phone calls, a couple of texts they sent recruits in during COVID. So, hey, are we worried about the new COVID strain?
I'm not, Pat.
It seems that it's going around, though. A lot of it in New York.
I'm not hearing a lot about it.
I'm not either.
But it's, I don't know.
You know what we have to be worried about this weekend, though, don't you?
What?
Is Taylor Swift not coming to the game on Sunday?
Yes, we are
very
concerned.
I was going to say, I think it's cute and it's fun and all that, but
you're over it.
This threatens to become too ridiculous.
Yes.
Did she fly to New York on the Chiefs plane?
I don't think so.
I think she's got her own mode of transportation.
I saw a picture where it was intimated that she flew to the New York game with the team.
Ooh, that's...
That can't work in the long run. That's bad for the room. That's like Yoko Ono sitting in with the Beatles. Yep.
They didn't play good. either.
Right.
I don't know.
Did they win that, by the way?
They did. The Chiefs won.
I'll tell you who's excited as hell, though, Lori. Yeah. Lori was talking my ear off about before the show here.
Who's Blake Lively?
She is an actress married to Ryan Reynolds.
Well, what is she known for?
She's an actress.
Other she than her in, bosom.
She was She's an actress. In,
well, she was part of the posse, Taylor's posse.
Let's keep this in mind. I'm a fan.
Of?
Blake Lively.
Okay.
Just in general.
Right.
What was the movie she was in that...
Okay,
the wife one. She's kind of a she and buddies up.
I got
to
another question for
gone,
you.
Not Gone Girl, but one like that.
What's Taylor's deal with always having to have the mother of the current boyfriend around?
I think that
I don't get
see,
that.
The mother of the current boyfriend is a real live wire.
No, outside. I get that.
Hey, that's it. Looks good.
You talking about Gossip Girl?
No, the mother.
No, no.
She's always got to have the mother one. Around of the current boyfriend. So she's got Kelsey's mom hanging out with her.
Yeah, because she's a live wire. She's funny. Give
she me, was at the Philadelphia game movies. Earlier in the day.
All right, we've got Simple Flavor, Cafe Society, The Shallows, Savages, Green Lantern, The Age of Adaline, The Town, New York, I Love You, Simon Says, Accepted, Sandman, The Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants.
God, keep going.
Holy crap.
This is Blake Lively?
Yes.
Yeah. She's been in a lot of stuff.
They haven't hit the one. They haven't hit the good one yet.
Okay, well, I'm seeing what she was nominated for to see.
No.
She was The Town, Gossip Girl, Elvis and Annabelle, Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants. I don't.
Keep
I don't,
going.
I guess.
I guess I haven't seen her in a movie.
I think you ever confused with somebody else.
I got you in her movie. You screwed up.
Okay.
You screwed up.
I've got her IMDb right in front
Blake
of me.
Lively movie.
The Rhythm Section. A Simple Favor.
A Simple Favor.
Okay.
A Simple Favor is great. She's a really sneaky gal in that one. She's in there with Anna Kendrick.
Ooh.
Or Anna Kendrick, and she kind of takes...
Is there a rivalry between... Who's Mahomes' wife?
Brittany.
Is she... Was she... She was the queen of the Chiefs,
oh,
right?
Yeah, she...
And
she,
now she's giving the
happy?
Eyeball to Taylor.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's not working out?
Oh, yeah.
It's not working out?
Well, I think there's some rivalry there.
Well, Brittany likes to be the center of attention.
Yeah.
Yeah, she does. Yeah.
And now Taylor is.
Yeah.
Well...
Think she's handling
I
well?
Can tell you this, though... The Jets, the all-out blitzing that Brian Flores had his defense do against this stumble-bum Bryce Young, who's not ready to play yet. He was terrible. That ain't going to work against Patrick.
No.
Patrick will step around that big old
Well, the Vikings were lucky that the kid played and Dalton didn't.
Yes.
They would have lost the game had Dalton
they
played.
They might not have lost the game. I do like the fact, though, that... Cousin says, that play would have worked if I hadn't thrown it late. Well, that describes every other interception in the history of the NFL,
right.
Dummy. I don't like the guy. He's not my kind of guy.
No,
I don't like the guy.
I don't like him either. Not a fan.
When does Swift resume her tour? Get her out of
not
the league
for
here for
month.
A while. Let's no. get her into South America.
I think it's kind of fun.
But it is, but it's going to go too far. They're going to have reality TV here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Brittany and Taylor could square off in a suite.
This is the one audience that the NFL has never captured,
right.
The Swifties. Now
right.
They got the Swifties. Hey, Mahomes' original quote was great. When he threw the home run.
I got to get one for a Swiftie.
We had to get one. Yeah. We had to get him a touchdown for the Swiftie.
She is resuming her tour at Hard Rock Stadium in Miami, Florida on Friday, October 18th.
This is not bad for her or the NFL, though, I don't think.
You could make the argument that these are the two most powerful entities
yes,
in the country.
In the entertainment world.
Right.
Yes,
NFL and Taylor Swift.
Yes, it is. It is. It's genius. You know, the NFL wanted her to do the Super Bowl halftime, and she told them to take a hike.
Well, because she doesn't need the money.
Yeah, but so the NFL, then this could be the NFL's way of getting her. Mm-hmm. You know, for all we know, she's getting $10 million from the NFL to date this lunk.
Believe me, I think you're on the right track. I think there's something going on here.
Yeah. This is the one on this collection of 75-year-old white billionaires got together and said, what audience are we missing? And somebody said, the Swifties.
They're now getting the television ratings from every 11 and 7-year-old girl who has never watched a football game.
Right, right.
I had two last night that had to be home in time to watch the Jets game.
That's unbelievable.
It is.
It is unbelievable. Yeah.
So what are you paying for tickets for Sunday?
So what are they doing? What are they just... waiting?
They just wait till the camera cuts to the suite.
Now, how often do they do that?
They did it frequently last night.
Yeah,
they did do it.
They did do it a couple of times while I was watching.
At least.
I only made it to halftime, though. I was pooped, so I went to bed.
I got through the third quarter.
Okay.
Yeah, but how are we going to feel if Swifty doesn't show up here?
We're going to feel
deprived.
Scorned.
Yes. Yes. So we can say, you were here, 60,000 people twice, and Swifty was an ingrate and never came back and watched your football team.
But will she make a formal announcement on social media that she'll be in attendance at the People's Stadium?
She hasn't done that yet, right?
She was going to the Jets game?
Well, that's because I think she did announce that she was going to New York.
I think this is there's some mastermind running this.
I cannot wait for that announcement to come and for your phone to explode.
Oh, my God.
She's up
Is
there.
It a day game?
It's a no 325. It's prime time.
Sweet.
I'm not buying.
Nobody can even see her.
I'm not buying any football tickets. I'm not kidding you.
You already got $5,000 invested.
$5,000
a year. That's your Swifty budget.
I'm not buying NFL tickets so they can go see Swift.
It's not Swift. It's Swifty.
Swifty. They're Swifties.
And on the way, can you drop us off on the way too? Nope. That'll be cool.
Who do these two belong to?
The middle kid. The youngest kid.
Okay.
The youngest kid.
So Emily doesn't have a Swifty?
Oh, yeah. She does. Mm-hmm. If the tickets were purchased, she'd have to be thrown in.
So what do you need? About six? Five? Six? How many are you going to need?
I'm not. It's not going to happen. I'm not doing it.
God,
I'm not
I can't
doing
wait.
It. I think, I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
You can just shut up. I'm honest to God, it's just amazing.
Yeah, it is incredible. The NFL.
Or will they just want to be around the the plaza and whatnot?
Why don't you take them down?
You know what the Twins should do? Because they're not sold out. They should announce that there's rumors going to be
that she's going to take in the ball
game. Taylor Swift's going to be there for Wednesday's game.
She may sing the national anthem.
That's right.
Oh, that would be spectacular.
This country's in trouble. It really is.
No kid. How about us not giving Ukraine any money? We got the Russians on the move.
Oh.
And now we're going to, what a bunch of...
We're going to end up with the war maybe we need. Just a giant nuclear war.
Yeah.
Let the chips fall where they may.
Well, you got to be proud of your party. That's getting
I'm
a
not
lot
proud
of
the party.
A lot of influence from... child molester Matt Gaetz.
Right.
What is going on here?
I don't know.
The guy should be thrown out, and instead he's calling his shots. It's unbelievable. I don't get it. I don't get it.
McCarthy is very tall. You ever notice that?
Yeah, I don't
he's
know.
A tall guy. I wonder if he played basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Patrick, you missed it last week.
What?
Because we weren't able to touch base on Friday. We missed you.
You forgot to call us again Friday.
I know, I did. 2:30, and I get there. I didn't.
We had Frank Caliendo in studio on Wednesday teaching rookie how to do Trump.
Okay.
You got to go back and listen.
How is Trump?
Pretty well. Okay.
It's better. Caliendo's is amazing, but rookie's improved with Frank's presence last week.
Okay, did Caliendo, in addition to the voice, adds a lot of braggadocio to it?
That's
imagine.
The whole key.
In fact, Patrick, we had to take the, because Frank was initially just going to join us for, a half an hour, right, Joe? And then he decided to stay for an hour.
He came in.
He was here. He sat right there.
He loves to hang out.
Fantastic.
But, Pat, the best part was Joe takes a break because he had to go tinkle.
Yeah.
You know, so he goes to use the bathroom and he comes back describing the blue porcelain as Trump in the bathroom over here. It was fantastic.
Right from the 1970s.
Not a lot of people would use blue porcelain. It was outstanding.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
All right. That's enough.
Yes, sir.
You got way more than you deserve today, lady. Buick GMC in Apple Valley and Hastings, Jim and Brent Paul's wonderful outfits. I think I was counting my last five new cars I bought from.
I had two from the
I
Valley Group.
I for them. Right, you had right a now? Couple.
Yeah.
And I got
yes,
I got five plus. I bought the Toyota that I convertible that I had in Florida from them.
Okay.
I bought a truck for a relative from them. The used car. Used cars are fine out there,
they
too.
They are fine folks.
And the Buick line, and here's the deal. I'm going to have to be getting myself another Valley Buick GMC product because I've been informed by my granddaughter that when she reaches the driving age, she's taking over the convertible.
Ah.
So I'll have the Buick convertible that I have. So anyway, I've known these guys for a long time. They're friends of mine. Saw them, last time I saw them, they were at a, Jim was at a grandkids hockey game, and I was at a grandkids hockey game. So, you know, Brett's kid, Brett coaching. I bought all kinds of cars there. I've sent friends there. I've sent family there. These are great products, the Buick products. They also have a service. They can do body work, a whole operation out there. And as I said, a very good used cars available, too. They don't play any games with you at the Valley Buick GMC in Apple Valley and Hastings. They give you the best deal they can give you, and it's I can't recommend them highly enough. Jim Paul and Brett Paul, Valley Buick GMC in Apple Valley and Hastings. They've been my car guys for at least a decade, and I'm extremely happy with what they've done for me. This is Ricey, and you've heard me discuss my relationship with Josh Arnold for some time. The reason I recommend that you give Josh a call is simple: trust and results. Josh has seen it all when it comes to economic and market conditions. As has been said through all of our relationship, past results do not guarantee future returns, and while that is true, Josh can make sure that your retirement objectives match your investments. You can understand that Josh will make sure you are not paying more in fees than you are seen in returns. Yep, that is more common than you would like to think in the investment business. Do yourself a favor and have a booking with Josh for the 48-minute free evaluation. This is a no-obligation meeting. Call Josh at 952-925-5608. You will be glad you did, and don't forget to ask him why it is 48 minutes.
Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC, a security investment advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice.
Patrick Roycey is a paid endorser.
Fall is the favored season for any of us Minnesotans, especially us lifetimers. The leaves are changing colors. The kids, not in my case, the grandkids, are back in school, and the apples have long been ready for picking. So what do apples and insurance have in common? There's a good question. When it comes to getting an insurance quote, many people want an apples-to-apples comparison. We can't do that. At the Canopy Group, we believe our clients deserve only the best insurance coverage for the best price. That's why we only offer our clients combined single limit coverage. It's the best. Most captive carriers only offer split limit coverage. The type of coverage leaves you open to gaps and on the hook at claim time. That doesn't sound good to us, and it isn't good for you. At the Canopy Group, we're often able to increase coverage from split limit to combined single limit and save clients money. If you want an apples-to-apples comparison, be prepared. The Canopy Group's apples are much bigger and better than the competition. To make sure you're getting the best insurance, do this. Call 800-967-3389 or visit thecanopygroup.com.